We're back on the Farm Show on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. It's time for a monthly chat with the Minnesota Pork Producers Association, and I have, David Preisler on the line. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing great. We're also kind of looking forward to having this weather break and a little bit of a warm-up.
Aren't we, though? I mean, I'm getting sick of February feeling like January, and January had felt like March.
Exactly. And so I think we're all just kind of looking forward to spring at this point.
I think we are. And, of course, with that time of year, we start talking about the Minnesota legislature, and that's coming up right around the corner, and we've been talking to different ag groups about, kind of their wish lists or the things they're going to be keeping an eye on during the state legislative session. And, of course, we'll be talking with you guys today about kind of the things you guys are going to be watching with the pork producers.
Sure, and there's a number of things that are going to be at least talked about. We'll see what happens from an action standpoint. The legislature starts on the 20th of February. Will be a short session, historically. So we'll see where things go from that standpoint. Makes it kind of harder to prioritize and get things done. But I'd say the biggest thing that all agricultural groups, including pork producers, are going to be looking at, first of all, tax issues. You know, how is the state going to react to the federal bill that was passed? And I know one of the things that's high on our list is conformancy from a standpoint of Section 179, accelerated depreciation for farms. But if that does pass and we match our state rate to the federal rate, that is going to come at a cost, to the state government. And then the other thing is that if we just do a straight conformance to all of the federal tax bill, it's actually going to raise taxes in Minnesota. And so I don't think that that's something that most folks are going to be terribly excited about. And so we're going to have to see how all that fits together. Then other issues I know we're going to be having a lot of discussion about will be infrastructure, you know, rural roads and bridges and broadband and those kinds of things. You know, we've seen the president now just come out with a proposal for infrastructure for the country, and now we're just going to have to see how that fits in or doesn't fit in with expectations from the state. So I know those, the bonding year for infrastructure and then the tax issues are going to be big. And then depending on if there's dollars available within the budget, and we're not going to know that for a few weeks here, there'll be some priorities for us for additional funding would be for the veterinary diagnostic lab at the University of Minnesota. After that, let's just kind of take a look at where things fit in from a standpoint of infrastructure bonding versus just straight out investments.
We talked about those things that, was all, talked about on the levels across the whole ag as a whole. It seems to be a lot of things that, we're hoping that was going to get settled last year. Obviously the taxes and the changes in the federal codes, that's a different story. But it seems like there's a lot of repeat of, this is what we talked about last year, and we're still sitting here a year later wondering what's going to happen.
To a certain degree, that's the case. And sometimes that's expected because sometimes it takes a couple of years to kind of actually get deep into an issue to where folks understand it and can appreciate the complexities of it. So that's not necessarily a rarity. One new thing that will come up this legislative session, though, that we'll be looking at data privacy as it relates to farms and information that the University of Minnesota has on farms. We've got lots and lots of data that the University of Minnesota has on farms that farmers voluntarily give them for data analysis purposes. And one of the things that we discovered is that data isn't necessarily in a protected class. So it's protected from a standpoint of hacking and those kinds of things. But it's not real clear within law if someone goes and requests that data, if the university would actually have to give it up. And so that's one thing that's a new issue that we're going to be working on this session to, we don't want to have farmers' private data just out there, and we've got an agreement with the University of Minnesota on how to handle that, and we're looking forward to working on that this session.
All right, so definitely keeping an eye on those issues as well, and that's something that's going to pop up, and of course we'll kind of see how the continuing battles go with the things we've been kind of working on from last year, and hopefully in 2 months we'll have some answers, or 3 months have some answers, and we'll be able to move forward here in the state.
Yeah, and that's what we're certainly looking forward to. One of the things that's always a challenge is this isn't an easy place to do business, and so we're constantly looking at ways to work on that. But big changes don't tend to happen also in election years. And so we have to make sure and kind of temper our expectations from that standpoint.
All right. Well, David, I thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us here, and we'll talk with you guys again next month.
All right. Thanks a bunch, Dustin.
That's Dave Preisler with the Minnesota Pork Producers here on KLGR. We'll be back after this.